G'day everyone, Ian here. At the end of last year, I read a part of a post from the newsletter by our good friend Christian Payne. You know, documentally, that fella. On his newsletter, he had this article about a fella who said that he basically had given up on news. And I went, oh, that's right, that reminds me of something. Back in 2001, I left Brisbane to go and work on the Matrix movies down in Sydney. And I turned around to my dad at the time and I said, here, Dad, you can have my TV, you know, nice big TV, CTR screen, CRT, cathode ray tube screen, yeah, back in the day. And I said, Dad, you can have this, I don't want it. And he went, oh, okay, I'll get it when I come back. When I came back, I never did. And from 2001, I didn't have a TV. But what's more important, I still don't. Until 2006, I also didn't have a broadband connection. I only had dial-up. And for those 5 years, I basically opted out of the news cycle. Yeah, I did a lot of reading. I actually got deep into reading and discovered the joy of that. And just being quiet and contemplative and not getting hung up on all the noise that our society dumps on us. 2006, well, I got a broadband connection, like I said, and then what happened is I got sucked into the social media and news cycle again. Twitter initially, and then eventually Facebook. Yeah, they're quite insidious, aren't they? Because you get all those links to the news sites, and then you go off and you go and watch the videos and read the articles, and yeah, you've gone down that rabbit hole yet again. This article on Christian's newsletter reminded me that I once opted out of all of that, and it was wonderful. I still knew what was going on in society because I could. The most important way I was getting my news was by the little banners outside the news agencies with the news of the day. You know, anything that was really important always cropped up on those. And if it was important enough, it still turned up in the world. So I knew what happened. 9/11 was the best and biggest of all, the baddest of them all. When that happened, I knew exactly what had gone down, but I actually missed it. I missed the entire event. I saw a couple of tiny little bits of video, and I didn't read any articles. I didn't watch long contemplative hours of video. I just bypassed it all, and I watched the mayhem descend around me, the panic merchants, the preppers. Yes, I'm talking about my mother here, who wanted us to pack up and move to her property in Toowoomba so that, you know, when the nuclear bombs arrive, that we'll be safe. Yeah, I completely avoided buying into the noise, and I just watched the mayhem around me. And since then, I've been thinking about it off and on over the years, that I've got sucked into the news cycle, the noise of social media, way too much. And when the Cambridge Analytica scandal broke, when was it? March last year, I went, screw Facebook. And, you know, it is still an important communication channel, so I haven't closed my account or anything. But what I did is a really simple little thing. I took the app on my phone, and I put it on the very last page of my phone. And I deleted my bookmarked access to it on my laptop computer. I just didn't want to make it super easy to get to. And at the end of last year, I went, bugger it, I'm going to do the same. So I got all of my other news channels, The Guardian, the ABC, yeah, all that sort of stuff. And I put them also on this last page. So now, if I want to check up on the news, which I do occasionally, maybe once or twice a week, I have to flip through all the different pages on my phone to access them. And I'm finding I'm just not going there anymore. Instead of when I get up in the morning, when I'm having my first cup of tea, and I sit there and I endlessly scroll, you know that feeling, don't you, people? Endlessly scroll through the news feeds to see what's been happening overnight and wasting valuable time. I'm just not doing that now, and I've decided instead what I'll do is I'll flip open my book and I'll read another half a chapter. Way better, way more productive time, and I'm finding that I'm cutting that shorter because the book is so long, there's no use just keep reading. I'm cutting that shorter and I'm actually then going into my early morning meditation rather than chewing into it by the yet another article. I've been meditating for donkey's years now in the mornings. And some mornings it's maybe only a 10-minute meditate because I've been sucked down this rabbit hole. And I'm finding that already in these last few weeks that I've been doing this, I'm getting better quality, longer time in my early morning meditation. And also during the day, I'm not endlessly checking up on all of these feeds and buying into the noise and the mayhem and the kerfuffle that is the cycle. In looking back over the years, I can only think of one event that seriously impacted me that was a newsworthy item. The rest of it was entertainment, because I think that's what news is basically, it's entertainment. I might be wrong, please argue with me about that. It seems too simple to me that it might be true, but I think it is. But the one event that did impact me was a news item that I heard on the radio back in 2011, when my local councillor here in Brisbane said, if you live in Scott Street in West End, the waters are coming up, get out now. And it was when the 2011 floods were happening and I hightailed at home and I stripped my unit. The waters never came into my unit, but it did come to next door, so the threat was real. That is the single only event I can ever think of that where news was a worthwhile thing. Everything else is entertainment, and the little bits of information I probably pick up along the way, I can pick up superficially through conversations and through the ecosystem where it just sort of filters down onto me anyway. So yeah, it's all entertainment. It feels good to have remembered this. I'm going back for the future to where I once was. Thanks guys, catch you around, bye.